For our final presentation of the morning session, we're privileged to be joined by the Honorable Lee Rosenthal, Senior United States District Judge for the Southern District of Texas. Judge Rosenthal will be sharing her insights and observations of how the Admiralty docket in the Southern District has changed over the last 30 years and what that may foretell for the future. Judge Rosenthal has served on the court since 1992, and she was the Chief Judge of the Southern District of Texas from 2016 through 2022. For those of you who have appeared before her, win or lose, it's no surprise that she has been recognized several times as the Trial Judge of the Year. Please join me in welcoming Judge Rosenthal.
Good morning. It's still good morning. It's a pleasure to be here. I miss you guys. And that sort of sums up my talk. When I started 30 years ago, we had lots of boat stuff. We would frequently, and I think Judge Johnson is here, she'll remember with nostalgia, calls on a Saturday, you got to come down and seize a vessel. We would do that routinely. We would routinely get cases of either in the ship channel or elsewhere, ships colliding. Oh my gosh. I mean, ship captaining has improved. They would collide with each other. They would collide with the walls of the channel. They would collide with anything. Cargo cases. This stuff, it's amazing we ever got anything that had to be transported on a ship. Because from our perspective, no piece of cargo was safely secured on any ship. It would be inevitably sustained some damage, mysterious losses at one end of the transport or another, and it was a steady source of business. And then, of course, there were the injuries, which were frequent, often severe, often sad, and a thriving personal injury seaman source of business for people in Galveston and Houston in particular. That would be describing the good old days. More recently, we have seen a steady decline in Admiralty cases of all kinds. I pulled together some rough statistics, and they are rough, but starting just in Houston, the Admiralty docket in 1995 got about, not huge, but still over 2% of the docket, just in Houston. Now it is 1.81% of the docket. Galveston, 12.95% in 1995, 4.04%. of the civil docket. Now, Southern District of Texas generally in 1995, 2.85%, in 2024, 1.62%. It was never huge, but it's gone down, and it's going to continue to go down as best I can tell. You guys probably have a better sense of the reasons and a better sense of where the work has gone. Now, when we get cases involving occurrences involving ships of more than one nationality, they're not maritime cases, they're conflicts of law cases, which I think is great. But it is much more an emphasis on civil procedure and complex litigation slash conflicts of law, contract interpretation, than it has anything to do with the ancient and hoary principles of maritime law. I think that's going to continue to develop. So why have we seen such a drop-off in the kinds of cases that used to be our bread and butter, at least a roll as opposed to a crumb on the table? Part of it, I think, is just technology.